This is Johnny Wrestling, Johnny Gargano, and you are listening to the Bob Culture Podcast.
Hello, I'd like to welcome you to paradise, where everyone is riding on a satellite, sending signals, praying for miracles. We should have seen this coming.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, back here at Baltimore Celeb Fest number 6. We are not worthy. It is an honor to be in rarefied air here. He's former NWA World 6-Man Tag Team Champion, former NWA World Tag Team Champion, former NWA United States Champion. A lot of accolades I can go on. We are not worthy. A first ballot NWA Hall of Famer. Please welcome to the show, Mr. Nikita Koloff. Thank you, sir, for a few minutes.
Guys, great to be with you. Great to be back here in Baltimore. My all-time favorite town, arena.
Wow, on record. I like it.
On record, Baltimore, man. Crockett Cup Tag Team Tournament, right?
There you go.
Just so many memorable matches here. When Magnum TA came back from his accident, yes. You know, that was part of the Crockett Cup Tournament. And yeah. Then, of course, you know, the Thupa Powers, Dusty Rhodes, and Magnum TA, Nikita Koloff, right? Walk away with the Crockett Cup. Anyway, Baltimore's just a fun place. Great to be here. All the fans have been amazing, and appreciate you guys having me on.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
And I noticed, I got to ask you, Mr. Koloff, seriously, one of the longest lines here at the convention. I did a couple circles around, one of the longest lines. How have the fans been here today? How's it been working with Daniel Parker, who's always been great to us, man?
Well, I'm staring at Chris Kane right now, the man of the hour as well. Between him and Daniel Parker.
He's got a nice shirt, though.
Parker Kane Promotions, man. No, these guys have been amazing. Sam's Pizza and Subs.
Oh, he's getting the stuff in.
Oh, man. Get your stuff in.
Not your first rodeo.
Get your stuff in.
Well, I'm looking forward to having a little, maybe a Philly cheesesteak once I wrap up the autograph
there
signing today.
I'm in for that.
And all that to say, now, the line's not as long as the one in front of me. However, it's been very steady. The fans have been amazing.
That's good to hear.
Had some great conversations today.
Good.
Yeah.
That's amazing, man. And I do want to ask you this right now. You mentioned Dusty earlier, you know, kind of doing the Dusty impression. We got to do that. Any favorite obviously we know a lot of the big-time moments you had with
Son
Dusty.
Son of a plumber, daddy.
Any favorite stories you can share with Dusty, maybe that you remember of him?
Well, I'll tell you what's most talked about. Should I tell you that story?
Yes, please.
So what's most talked about is the turn.
Yep.
The turn.
Big reaction.
Right, the fan reaction, the night I came to the rescue of in the cage,
yeah.
You know, J.J. Dillon, Ole Anderson, right, and that was an incredibly memorable night. Looking back on it now, when you're in the moment,
yeah,
you know, it's not as you're you know, you're caught up in it, right?
Exactly, yeah, you're working, yeah.
But to look back on it now and hear all the fan reaction and comments and how it impacted a lot of them, and we were saying recently that if you were to take a list, write out a list of guys of who was going to be the mystery partner that night for Dusty, unanimously they have told me, the fans have told me, Nikita, you would have been on like the very bottom of the list as the last guy, the very last guy we ever would have dreamed would have been coming to Dusty's rescue.
Yeah, exactly.
So that was incredibly memorable. One other thing I'll tell you real quick.
Jeez.
Dusty had a red convertible Mercedes-Benz.
Really?
As he would.
And I had a convertible gold Corvette, right?
Oh, humble brag.
Right? Well, I still have it.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Did you drive it here? No.
I did not.
Oh, okay, okay.
I bought it brand new in 1986 during my wrestling career.
Oh, wow.
Road Warrior Animal bought a red Corvette with a white top. I bought a gold with a black top. We negotiated a deal together.
Oh, look at you
Dusty
guys.
Dusty had a convertible red Mercedes. I would rarely drive to the towns. Dusty, I don't think, like fitting his squeezing into the Corvette. he was more comfortable in his Mercedes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so the Booker of the Territory drove the Russian Nightmare to every show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Like, for real.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't tell that story often. And we had so much fun and so many great conversations to town and back from town. And so anyway, a little known fact right there.
Well, thank you. What about Animal? Correct me if I'm wrong. Our guy, the Andy Smark, said, did you play college ball with Animal? Is that a fact?
So the short story is I was part of the recruiting team in college.
Okay, okay.
And I saw Animal in the Minneapolis Tribune. He was all conference or something out of high school. And so I reached out. That was back in the days. Hey, for you, those of you who are, or where are we, right here? Hey, yeah. Those of you who are too young to know what a phone book is. I'm not talking like the phone book in your phone. I'm talking about an actual, right? That's where they had your address.
Yeah.
And your phone number, like, for the world to see. Like, just pick up a phone book and there it is.
There you go.
So I found his name and I found his information. I called, talked to his parents, invited them to our college, gave them the tour, and we just clicked. We clicked, he came, so I recruited him into college football. He would eventually drop out. I would finish. He gets into this wacky world of pro wrestling.
Yeah.
And the next thing I know, he in turn then, a few years later, calls me and recruits me into professional wrestling.
One half of my favorite tag team of all time. We got to meet him a year before he passed. Rest in peace, Animal. He was so nice, so sweet, just a kind-hearted, even though he's a very big, intimidating man. Very, very kind-hearted, very nice, took time out for us.
I got to say one thing here, okay?
Okay.
I got a comment real quick right here.
Okay.
So 300-pound Road Warrior Animal, 23-inch he had the pythons. Hulk, I know you had pythons too. I get that. But Animal had legit 23-inch arms.
Like, I wouldn't argue with Animal anyway.
Okay. So, and then painted face and mohawk.
Yes.
So when you in the same breath put the words sweet and Road Warrior Animal together, I'm not sure whether those go together. I don't think those go together, but I know what you mean, though.
They don't.
He was kind.
Yes, Animal, he was very kind. I'll say that. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I just had to bust your chops on that
one. No, please, please.
Your thoughts real quick, and I want to be respectful of your time, Mr. Koloff. I did want to ask you.
Yeah, I got to get back to all the fans waiting for me in
line.
There you go.
I saw the line.
Yeah, believe me, yeah.
I did want to ask you, I don't know if you're keeping up with the current product. There's so much wrestling right now. Cody, what he's doing right now for his dad, any thoughts on that? Or are you aware of he's trying to kind of get the title his dad never won?
Yeah. And I admire Cody and, knew him when he was in diapers. I did, Cody. I knew you when you were in diapers. Just saying. No, I think it's very admirable that he wants to honor his dad that way. And again, thinking back on my friendship with Dusty, I mean, I just fell in love with the guy, and we had, I think, a really great respect and friendship and relationship with one another.
That's Dusty, so cool to hear.
Yeah, we really did, and fell in love with his family and Michelle and of course, Cody, Dustin, but so kudos, Cody, kudos to you, man. You're going for it and want to just honor his dad that way. Much respect.
And thank you. Mr. Glove, last one from me. We're big proponents of the indie talent here in the Northeast. We got JC Storm, Christina Marie. This is the next generation of wrestlers. Vicious Vicky. There's so many great wrestlers. What advice would you have from one of the all-time greats?
Well, and I appreciate that for the all-time great comment, but I'm just –
the Russian Nightmare. Come on, give me some credit.
I'm fortunate to have the career I have. There's no question about it. For the young up and comers, there's a couple young ladies next to me at my autograph table, and I just was just chatting with them, earlier, and I just want to be encouraging, right? Hey, stick with it. Give it everything you've got. Put it all out there. The chips fall where they may, and just don't give up. I mean, what's my shirt say today?
You have potential.
I needed to hear that today, I think.
I needed to hear that, too.
So whether you're inside the wrestling business, outside the wrestling business, maybe just a fan, hey, every one of you has potential, so just go for it.
What a great way to end it. Mr. Koloff, we are not worthy. Thank you for a few minutes.
Thank you so much.
Peter Koloff, thank you, sir. I appreciate
thank you very much, man. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you, guys. God bless you. And thank you for being fans.